Chapter 26, 1:41 a.m. Everything the makeup artist had done to Richard Krupp's face and hair had come undone the moment he stepped outside into Emily. The sound and ferocity of the wind and rain scared him and his two-man crew half to death. If the crew hadn't been there, Richard might have run back through the doorway they'd just slipped through. He locked arms with his cameraman, who in turn linked up with the sound guy. The three of them made their way to the filming location they'd picked from the van when they first drove up. When they'd chosen the spot, it had looked easy to get to. Halfway there, they all had serious doubts. Bits of flying debris slammed into their Gore-Tex rain suits like shotgun pellets. "We should be wearing body armor," the cameraman shouted. "I'm getting way too old for this." The sound guy's last word was carried away by the wind. Richard was speechless. It was all he could do to move his legs forward and breathe. The wind was blowing so hard it was tough to catch enough to fill his lungs. He was worried about getting hit by a large chunk of debris. He was also worried about being completely blown away by the wind. But his biggest concern was how he was going to look on camera and what he was going to say. If they could manage to get the video uploaded, there was a good chance that it would be played all over the world. His producer wanted to run a live feed of the video, but Richard insisted on a review before it hit the airwaves. He argued that at this time of the morning, viewership would be low, especially locally with the widespread power outages. He wanted a second shot if he didn't like the first one. But now he was out in the storm. He had absolutely no desire for a second take. Somehow, he had to mask his abject terror with a look of calm courage. The cameraman stopped and started pushing buttons on the video camera and wiping the lens. "You're going to have to do double duty," he shouted at the sound guy. "You'll have to keep the lens dry." "Can't you just change the angle?" his coworker shouted back. "I'm going to have my hands full with the sound in this wind." "It doesn't matter what angle the camera is at. The rain's coming from every direction. The lens is going to get drenched." The sound guy looked at Richard. "You'll have to use the hardwire mic. The wind's too loud for the lapel or boom mic." He handed the mic to Richard. "Hold it right to your lips. Don't shout, but talk loud, and no one's going to hear you. On three." Richard spread his legs and braced himself as best he could. He tried to set his expression into bravery in the grip of terrible adversity, but it was difficult with the wind contorting his face as if he were in a free fall without a parachute. The cameraman held up his index finger. When his ring finger went up, Richard began. "If Emily has been downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, I would hate to be standing in a Category 5 hurricane to bring you this update. As you can see, I'm right in the thick of it. All around me is complete and utter devastation as I try to get home to my loved ones. But they say there is no way home. Every road in is impassable. I fought my way through the storm all night, and I'll continue to fight regardless of personal risk. I realize that it's difficult for you watching in your living rooms to get a true sense of Emily's power. But let me tell you, it is immense. I have stood in the face of at least a dozen hurricanes in my life, but never one of this magnitude. I'm going to sign off now because I need to push forward. Stay tuned and stay safe. I'll update you when I can." Richard stared at the camera for a dramatic beat, then gave the crew a nod to shut the equipment down. "Let's get out of here." Huddled together against the wind and rain, they shuttled 15 feet to their left, yanked open a door, and stumbled into a large gymnasium filled with people, cots, food, water, warmth, light, the smell of coffee, and the hum of generators. His producer met them with an armload of fluffy white towels, hot coffee, and glazed donuts. Richard grabbed a towel and looked down at the box of donuts. "No sugar donuts?" "They're out," the producer said, "but the rumor is that there are more on the way. How'd the shoot go?" "We'll have to run tape to be sure, but I think it's good." "You weren't out there very long." "And you weren't out there at all," Richard snapped. "I just risked my life." He grabbed two donuts. "Let's take a look at the vid and get it on the air. I need to get some sleep."